It's BBC Radio Lancashire, and it's Graham Liver at breakfast. Thanks for turning us on today. Now, our main story, we've been hearing this morning from a leading charity that despite new laws to tackle stalking, there's still a massive problem in bringing offenders to justice. Paladin, it's a national stalking advocacy service. It says that in 2013-2014, only 1% of cases of stalking resulted in a charge and prosecution by the Crown Prosecution Service. Now, Pennycloth's daughter Jane, a nurse in Blackpool, was murdered after being stalked by a violent ex-boyfriend in 2010. Penny says more needs to be done.
I think the police are certainly taking it more on board, which is great to see that Lancashire Police are supporting the National Stalking Awareness Week. Only 1% of cases have come to court, yeah. And that is absolutely appalling. But those cases that are coming to court, the stalker is getting off time and time again with the same kind of insidious behaviour that is putting the victim at risk more and more. So to me, it is definitely the magistrates and judges that need to take on board that actually that stalking is a crime that affects lives and can cost lives. And, you know, there should be more consequence for the offender committing crime than for the victim.
Well, let's talk now to Rachel Horman, who is a solicitor at Watson Roundsbottom in Blackburn, who deal with stalking and domestic violence cases. Is stalking a big problem?
Yes, it's a huge problem, and one where victims more and more are just being let down by the criminal justice system.
Why?
I think it's a lack of training for the agencies within it. Whilst I deal with stalking cases all throughout the UK, actually, and Lancashire Police do seem to deal with them better than most forces, I have to say. But out of all the cases I deal with in terms of domestic violence, forced marriage, rape, they're all quite difficult to prove, but stalking cases are dealt with the worst.
Because is it hard to define what stalking is? Is that the problem?
I think most people would recognise it if they saw it. If you look at the one incident on its own, you might think it's nothing. But when you add them together and when you consider that the average victim will have experienced 100 incidents before they even report it, it's pretty obvious to most people that that's stalking.
And do you think a lot of people actually, and I put this question to Penny, that a lot of people don't bother reporting it because they think, well, I haven't been attacked, nothing violent's happened.
Yeah, but by the time they do, it's horrendous, which is why it's so disappointing that, you know, when they've had 100 incidents and then they report it and still nothing's done, it's just unacceptable, and it's not surprising that then it escalates and it does sometimes cause assault and then lead to sometimes murder.
Do you think the stalkers don't think they're doing anything wrong?
No, I don't believe that for 1 minute. I think they do it intentionally. I think that's the point of it. If they didn't know...
They know what they're doing then?
Absolutely, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So what more needs to be done?
Training, really. I think it's as simple as that. The law's been in place for 2 years now. It's not being used sufficiently. So we need to see the police officers, the CPS particularly, and the judiciary being trained on what stalking is, the impacts that has on the victim, because it's quite easy to think, well, it's not that bad when you've not been a victim of it and not suffered the psychological abuse that goes with it.
And as you say, it starts off with little things maybe.
Absolutely.
But then just gets bigger and bigger and can have tragic consequences.
Yeah, a lot of the domestic violence murders, particularly that we look at, have had an element of stalking in the run-up to the murder. And had the stalking been dealt with, the murder could have been avoided.
Okay, Rachel, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
We did ask to talk to someone from the Crown Prosecution Service in Lancashire. So far, no one has been available to talk to us, possibly maybe on our Tea Time show with Gary Hickson from 4 o'clock today. Meanwhile, police in Lancashire are supporting a national campaign to raise awareness about stalking. It's especially aimed at young people, who the police say are more likely to experience some form of stalking than the adult population. Let's speak to Detective Superintendent Sue Cawley, who's the head of Lancashire Constabulary's Public Protection Unit. Good morning.
Good morning, Graham.
We've heard this morning that you're quite good.
Well, we certainly try, but I think the point is, and Rachel made it very well, is that the offenders in these cases almost delight in creating fear in the victims. And when you deal with some of these incidents in isolation, so it might be sending of flowers to someone, it might be a number of phone calls or unwanted text messages. Those small incidents in isolation if you haven't had the training, can appear quite innocuous. And then the victim is put in a position where they are trying to change their lifestyle to avoid encountering the offender, and that isn't right.
Yeah, so do you think we might have people listening this morning who are going through that, who have not reported it to the police?
I'm sure. I mean, we've got a number of cases over the last 12 months. We've had a number of cases, both domestic-related stranger cases and cases where people have been stalked by individuals at work. And as human beings, naturally, we try to minimise what's happening to us, and the stalker is then getting away with it. Their pattern of behaviour and their predatory behaviour is having a real impact. Now, this week's about, the focus is on young people, but I think it would be remiss of us not to sort of underline how stalking can affect anybody, actually male or female, in any community. Young people obviously spend a lot of time, we're told, online, and some of that bullying will take place, but and the stalking will take place online, but it's not just about that.
You said that you aimed at one campaign for people who maybe the stalking starts at work. Do you find that happens a lot? Because let's face it, you know, a lot of us spend most of our day at work, don't we?
Yes, we do. I mean, it is hard to quantify that. We have had a case that's been to court this year where a male was stalking a female co-worker. He did get sentenced to custody, but I think there is a lot of cases that people do not want to bring to the attention because, as you said earlier, they feel that they haven't been physically assaulted and that, you know, if they avoid encountering that individual, then they'll be okay and the stalking will stop. Well, we know that, as I said before, people are obsessive in the behaviour and the behaviour is being done to cause that fear. So I would really urge people to ring the police and get some advice. Ring the National Stalking Helpline, or, you know, those local people like Rachel that's just been on that can give advice and reassure people that they need to speak out.
OK. Sue Corley, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
That is Detective Superintendent Sue Corley from Lancashire Police. Right now, 16 minutes after 8.